Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome and come right in. We're glad you've joined us for the Children's Bible Club today. It's a place of joy and singing and fellowship together. And stories. Oh, we love stories. And today's story is true, and it's quite amazing, so I hope you'll stay with us. But now, sing along with Mr. Woods and the choir, and then be ready for story time. Thank you, choir. Say, do you remember how Psalm 19 begins? Maybe you can say the whole psalm by heart. If so, that's great. But you can probably say the first verse for sure. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Last time, we talked about God's fingers writing the commandments on tablets of stone and God's hand of warning on the wall of Belshazzar's hall. Now, Psalm 19 tells us of God's handiwork in the heavens and all the earth. If a girl makes a small dresser scarf, or a dish towel, or a dress, we think she's accomplished something pretty good. But think of how big and great and wonderful God's handiwork is. It really puts us in awe of him and his power and wisdom. He made the sun and moon and stars and just flung them out into space, and they stayed right where he hung them. Then, as Isaac Watts wrote, God formed all kinds of wonderful creatures and then filled the earth with food for them and us. And he decorated the earth with lovely flowers of a jillion colors, and dragged his fingers through the earth, opening ditches for his little streams and brooks and rivers, so they all would run down into the seas. Oh, God is so big and powerful, it makes us stand in awe and tremble in fear of him. But then we find out that although he has such power at his command, he's still gentle and has great love for his creation, and holds it together and sustains it. That's wonderful. But then we learn even more, that he loves us, also his creatures, so much that in spite of our sin, he sent his only begotten Son to die, to give his life, to shed his precious blood, that we might escape punishment for our sin and be forgiven through Christ and someday have a home in heaven with him. And heaven, which he also made, will be a much better and lovelier home than our earth, because there'll be no sin there, or death, the result of our sin. Isn't that amazing? So, Bible clubbers, let's praise the Lord with all our hearts for His great power and love. Think about it, really, as the choir sings. Today's story, The Drummer Boy, is a true story from the Civil War. When the American War broke out in 1861, both North and South sprang forth to battle, willing to fight to the death. Many men were recruited, but others volunteered, eager to take a stand. And young Charlie Colson, his mother's only son, was determined to join the cause. He was too young to be a soldier, but he was accepted as a drummer boy. He wasn't allowed to carry a rifle, but the steady beat of his drum kept the cadence for men marching mile after mile through woods and swamp or mountains, wherever the conflict took them. He had been in the Army only 3 months when they entered the conflict at Gettysburg. It was the greatest and most costly battle of the war, as the armies faced each other across the open field. Bodies of the dead and dying littered the ground. Amid the noise and smoke of battle, medics picked their way through the bodies of dead and wounded. Then, before them, lay the fallen drummer boy, so wounded that he would never again set the rhythmic pace for his ranks. In the hospital tent, the boy heard the moans of the wounded and smelled the heavy odors of strange medicines and rotting flesh and looming death, yet he made no sound or complaint. At last, the surgeon came to amputate both his arm and his leg. "My boy," he said, "my assistant tells me you refused to let him give you the chloroform. When we found you out on the battlefield, you were too near gone, but then you opened your blue eyes, and I thought you must have a dear mother somewhere who might be thinking of her boy. We brought you in, but you've lost so much blood you're too weak to stand this operation without chloroform for the pain. You'd better let me give you some." The young boy looked at the doctor. "Doctor, one Sunday, when I was 9 1/2 years old, I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. I learned to trust Him then. I've been trusting Him ever since, and I know I can trust Him now. He's my strength and my stay. He'll support me while you amputate my arm and leg." The doctor then offered him some brandy to help him stand the pain, and again he spoke. But, Doctor, when I was about 5 years old, my mother knelt by my side and said, 'Charlie, I'm now praying to the Lord Jesus that you might never know the taste of strong drink. Your dear father went to a drunkard's grave. I promised God, if it was his will that you should grow up, that you would warn young men against the bitter cup.' I'm now 17 years old, sir, but I've never tasted anything stronger than tea and coffee. As I'm about to go to the presence of my God, would you send me there smelling with brandy?" The doctor couldn't forget the look in his eye. "Would you like me to send for the chaplain, son?" "Oh, yes, sir." The chaplain recognized the boy from tent prayer meetings and said, "Well, Charlie, I'm sorry to see you in this sad condition." "Oh, I'm all right, sir. The doctor offered me chloroform and brandy, but I declined. Now if my Savior calls me, I'm ready and can go to meet him in my right mind." "You may not die, Charlie," the chaplain said. "But if the Lord should call you away, is there anything I can do for you after you're gone?" "Please, sir, send my Bible to my mother and tell her that since the day I left home, I have never let a day pass without reading a portion of God's word and praying that God would bless my dear mother, no matter whether I was on the march, on the battlefield, or in the hospital." "Is there anything else I can do for you, my lad?" "Yes. Please write to my Sunday school superintendent in Brooklyn. Tell him I have never forgotten his kind words and many prayers and good advice he gave me. They've followed me through all the dangers of battle, and now, in my dying hour, I ask my Savior to bless him. That's all. Thank you." Then, turning to the surgeon, he said, "Now, doctor, I'm ready, and I promise I will not even groan while you take off my arm and leg if you will not offer me chloroform." The doctor promised, but took something for his own nerves before he began his grim duty. And right here, we've run out of time. I'll have to save the conclusion of the story until next time. Be sure to be listening to find out what happens. And now, God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.